See, last week we talked about Shlichus Yad. So we ended up with three rules. We said with there's two types of use. A type of use which causes a chisaron, which takes away from the object that the person is watching, and there's types of uses that don't cause any loss. Like we say, using a laptop, or using the bag of cookies as a paperweight, a barrel to hold the door open. So we had to divide the halachas in those two types of categories. So we said, if it's the type of thing that's going to cause a loss, if the person picked it up, even if he actually didn't use it, but he picked it up in order to use it in a way that's going to cause a loss, to eat just one cookie, to certainly to drink a little bit of the wine, so then he's chayiv for whatever's going to happen to it, because he's like a ganav. Even if he puts it back, he's chayiv for anything that could happen. If it's something, his use was not going to cause any loss, he was just going to use it to paperweight, laptop, these different cases, it wouldn't cause any loss. So if he put it back before he actually used it, he's completely potter. That's not Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad is only using it in a way that's going to cause it to be subtracted, to be less than it was there before. Here, where that was not going to happen, he was going to keep it as intact as it was beforehand. He didn't do Shlichus Yad. However, if he actually does use it, so then he becomes a Shoel Shlomitaz, and that's a different type of ganav. And he actually uses the laptop, he actually uses it as a paperweight. Now he's a Shoel Shlomitaz, and then he becomes a ganav. And here we said the Rama holds if he would put it back, it would somehow undo his mistake. Others disagree. So those were the two halachas, that if it's a type of use that's going to cause a loss, he's chayiv as soon as he picks it up, even though he actually doesn't use it. If it's something that will not cause any loss, he's not chayiv until he actually uses it. Then he's called a shoel shlamidas. At the end, we said it could be that the case of the cookies was different, like the Rambam says, that it could be that only if it's one entity where you all need the whole thing to keep it all together, that's where just when you use a part of it, it makes him chayiv for the whole thing. But if it was different pieces, there it could be that we hold that his wanting to take just one piece is a shlichus yad for that piece, but his shmira, his guardianship, custodianship, stays intact for the rest of the items, and he doesn't lose it by wanting or actually taking that one item. So that was last week's shir. So this week we'll continue and conclude our discussion of shlichus yad, and we'll talk about a case like this. Reuven gave Shimon $100 to watch. He was going out of town, whatever reason it was. Reuven gave Shimon $100 to watch, 520s. And Shimon was watching it, and one day he needed to pay someone something, and all he had was a $100 bill. So he took the 520s and replaced the 100 there, and he used those 20s for what he needed it for. He got the change, and he was planning that later on he would put the 100 and replace those with 20s back. In the meantime, though, the $100 bill got stolen in a way that he couldn't avoid as an onus. So he was shaleach yad in that $100. The difference is he had replaced it with a $100 bill, and that $100 bill now got unavoidably stolen, an armed robber. He couldn't do anything to save it, and he lost the $100. So what's the halacha? Let's see the Mishnah in Bav Metziah, right, the next Mishnah from what we did last week.
Hamakim mal seis ha-shulchani, it's a Mishnah. If someone gives money to a shulchani, to a banker, in tzururin, if the money's tied up, lo yishtamish behen, that banker's not allowed to use him. So the people, so therefore he's a shomer chinan. Im ob if they got lost, ain't a chayv achriyos, he's not chayv for a veda, because he's a shomer chinan. But mutarim, if you gave it to this banker, this teller, untie loose money, then yishtamish behen, he's allowed to use them. And we'll see why in the Gemara. The Fichach, therefore, since he's allowed to use it, im avdo, if it gets lost, he's chayv achriyos, because he's no longer shomer chinam. Since he has the use of the money, he has some hanah from that. So we'll see in the Gemara what he is, but he's no longer shomer chinam. So therefore, if an aveda happens, it gets lost, he's going to be chayv. That's the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah then continues. Eitzav al habayis. He didn't give it to a banker. He gave it to a bala bais. He gave it to a regular house owner, a regular person. So then, bein tzirin bein mutarin, whether the money was tied or untied, lo yishtamish ben, he's not allowed to use them. He's a shamer chinam. He has no use of them. Leif lichach there from yim avter. If they get lost, ein lo chayiv b'achuyos, and he's not responsible if they get lost. Right? If you give it to a banker, there the assumption is, look, he's a banker, he's busy with money all the time, so you give it to him, you know that he's going to end up using it. Unless you tie it in a special way, you seal it, you show him that I don't want you using them, I want it kept like this sealed, so then he has no right to use it. If you give it to a Baal HaBayis who isn't into the money business, so then the halacha is, no matter how you give it to him, he's not allowed to use it, and that's why he's considered only a shomer chinam, and if anything happens to it, he will be pater, unless it's a shia. The Gemara then, the Mishnah then concludes, Chenvani Kabbal HaBayis Divei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds a storekeeper. A storekeeper also deals with money, but Rav Meir holds he has the din of a regular house owner. So Yudamir Chenvani Kishalchani, Yudam holds a storekeeper is like a bank teller because he deals with money all the time. And in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in like Rav Yehuda, that Chenvani is like a Shulchani. So from this Mishnah, we have the halacha. When you're giving money to someone to watch, it depends who you're giving it to. If you're giving it to someone who deals with money, like a bank teller or a storekeeper, so then the assumption is when you give it to him, you realize that he's going to use them and he's allowed to use them. However, if you give it to him all tied up, so then you're showing that you don't want it to be used, you want it kept like this, and he's not allowed to use it. If you give it to a homeowner, there the assumption is the homeowner, it doesn't deal with money, he doesn't have a money business. So there the halacha is, either way, he's not allowed to use it. So that way he's called a shomer chinam.
Would the rolling of coins, rolls of coins that we give to a bank count is tied up here?
I was thinking about it. I'm not sure. I think tied up means it's a kesher v'shul. It has to be tied in an unusual way. I think just rolling it up is, that's the way that everyone does it. It's just a way of showing him how much it is. Here means it has to be showing that I want it back in this condition. So what's the halacha in the case where they're allowed to use it, right? If you're not allowed to use it, so it's pashut, he's a shomer chinam, and whatever happens, he's going to be pashut, unless he's poshaya. But what happens if it's a bank teller or the storekeeper? What's the extent of his chiyuv? Since he's allowed to use the money, he's no longer a shomer chinam. How chayiv is he? What type of shomer is he? So the Gemara discusses this. Amar Rav Huna says, afilu ne'ensu, even if it got lost to an ones, the Shulchani or the Chenvani are Chayiv. Why is that? The Pashup Shad is because he becomes like a borrower. He's like a Shoel. If you borrow something from someone, then you're responsible for anything that happens to it, even an unavoidable loss. So in that case, he's going to be Chayiv even for an onus. That's what Rav Huna holds. In fact, the Gemara, but the Mishnah said, Avdu. The Mishnah said only if it's an Aveda. An Aveda is Mashma. Not only Aveda is Mashma. Aveda means that it's an Aveda. It got lost. Not that it was through an unavoidable onus. Avdu means it's an Aveda. That's Mashma. That he's Chayiv only for an Aveda. But if it would be an onus, he'd be Pater. Meaning he's like a Shomer Socher. So the Gemara says, that's no Kashon on Avuna. It could be Kiriraba. We can touch up the Mishnah. Like Rabbi says, to Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said elsewhere, Nignavu, when you say stolen, it could be listed Mizuyan. The word Nignavu could sometimes be an onus. If it's through an armed robber, then that has it in of an onus. There's nothing he could do. Avdu and loss could be Shetaras Finasavayam, the ship sank at sea. So that's not just Stam and Aveda, which Hashemah Chinam is Pater from, that Hashemah Sachar is Chayvon. That's an onus. That's an onus that's an onus for which a shomer sochar would be pater. And if the Mishnah says it's chayiv, it's because the Mishnah holds, like Rav Huna says, that the fact that the person could use the money makes him a shoel, makes him a borrower. But that's what Rav Huna holds. Okay, but you could remember it, but we don't pass it that way. We pass it like the second mandam. Rav Nachman, we're going to see Rav Huna in the course of this year. Rav Nachman, though, says, the fact that you're allowed to use the money doesn't make you into a shoel. It doesn't make you a borrower. He says, then, so low. If the money got unavoidably lost, so then the money changer, the storekeeper, is not liable, because he's only a shomer sachar. He's not a shoel. So the Gemara wants to understand, like, what's the svara? What makes him a shomer socher and not a shomer? Amar Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava asked the kasha of Nachman. In other words, Rav Huna's svara was very easy to understand. The fact that you're allowed to use the money, that's understood, you're allowed to use the money, that makes you a borrower, and that's why you're chayiv on anything that's going to happen. We just had a kasha to fit into the Mishnah. But Rav Nachman's svara is hard to understand. Why does Rav Nachman say that he's only a shomer socher? If he's allowed to use the money, he should be considered a shomer. That's what Rava asks him. The fact that you say that he's not going to be chayiv for an ones, for an unavoidable accident, that means that you're saying that he's not a shoel, he's not a borrower. Because if he was a shoel, then he'd be chayiv even for an ones. So Rava asks, he's shoel lo havi, if he's not considered a borrower, then shomer socher nami lo havi, then why is he a shomer socher? Right? If you don't consider his use of the money, or if you don't consider him allowed to use the money, but if he's not allowed, if you don't consider that he's like a borrower, so why is he a shomer socher? So Rav Nachman explains, Amarei Bahama Dinalach, I agree with you that he's allowed to use the money, and that gives him, he's no longer called a shomer chino. He's considered a shomer socher. And Hovin Nehena, since he knows he has the right to use his money whenever something comes up that he needs money for, Mahani, he's willing to give a hana to the owner also. Meaning, Bahu hana, he misramele zivina, the isbe revacha zavandahu, with that benefit, with that hana, that pleasure that he has, that if anything comes up to that he needs cash for, he'll have this cash on hand, which he's allowed to use, because he's a storekeeper, a money changer. Havi Allah, your shomer socher, he becomes a shomer socher. He accepts upon himself the responsibility that if it gets stolen or lost, he'll be chayiv like a shomer socher. But he's not considered a borrower to say that if something unavoidable happens, that he's accepting responsibility of a shomer. And this is the way we paskin. We paskin like Rav Nachman. That
he uses the money of the shomer.
Right, so we'll say that this is all talking, I want to speak essentially, this is all talking before he even uses the money. He didn't use the money. The fact that he's able to use the money, that makes him a shomer socher. He's like getting paid. Look, I'm asking you to watch my $100 for me, and I'm paying you with the right to use that money if something comes up. Because I know you're a storekeeper, you're a money changer, you have needs for money all the time, and you have that hana. Now, the halacha is, once he actually uses it, so then he becomes chayiv even for owns it. Right, that's we'll see soon exactly what that getter is. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Now, just to speak out from last week to the Shulchan Aruch Rav on the second side, I have printed out. He says this heter applies only to money. Suppose, like last week, we were talking about things that might not be so replaceable. But suppose you gave the person something to watch which is easily replaceable, and you say, look, I'll take his sodas and I'll use those and I'll replace them with other sodas because they're readily available. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says you can't do that. That's still called Shlichus Yad. And the Svara, he says, is because Shlichus Yad is also even if you plan on paying the person back. The Torah says you're not allowed to touch something that you're watching for another person. You make a shur that you were not shaleach yad. That's part of the halachas of shmir. You're not allowed to be shaleach yad. So even if you're planning on replacing it with the same exact item, you're still not allowed to take it and then I'll replace it later. By money, there's this heter. By money, we say that when you give money to a money changer or to a storekeeper, there you know that this person deals with money all the time, and it's obviously when you give it to him, you're allowing him to use it. Right? It's not that he's allowed to use it because he's going to replace it. Then you could say that about anything. He takes it, he'll use it and replace it. You're not allowed to do that. It's only by giving money to a money changer where we assume the owner, the Balabayas, knows that when you're giving money to this type of person, he's going to use that money. So that gives that person the right to use the money. And it's a double-edged sword, right? Because the fact that he's allowed to use it makes him chayim more right away. He becomes a shomer socher right away. But of course he's allowed to use it, and he's not chayim for shlichus yad if he does. Okay, so anyway, so that's just something to keep in mind, that this whole subject today, we're talking only about money. Anything else you're not allowed to take, even though you're going to replace the same exact object. It's only a halacha by money. Now, So let's talk a little bit about when you're allowed to use it. You're the storekeeper and you're the money changer, and he gave you the money on tithe. So the Shach brings a Rai from Tosfos that, what's the exact svara here? How far does it go? The Shach says, he brings a Rai from Tosfos, it goes so far that when this Reuven gives you the $100 to watch, and then he comes a few days later and says, could I have the money back? You can tell him, I'm sorry, I just got a phone call, I need to use it for something, I'll give it back to you in a few days. Right? Or I'll give you some other money right now, I don't want to give you this money right now. That's, the Shach says it goes so far, it's almost like, the Shach seems to be considering it like a loan, like a halvah. Not like you're borrowing a shovel, it's like you have a loan and you have the right to use it. Everyone on the page of the Imre Baruch is on that Imre Sadi base. He disagrees. He says we're not talking. It's not a loan here. We're just saying that if you're a shomer sacher, and if you use it, you become a shoel and you're chayav for all items. But if you borrow a shovel from someone and the person says I need my shovel back, you're allowed to. You have to give it back unless he said you can use it for a certain amount of time. We'll talk about that. But generally, he has the right to get a shovel back, and he's allowed to get. I want my 520s back. I don't want anything else. You have the right to keep it. The Taz also says like the Shach, and in Siman Ayin Gimel, and in parentheses, in the Taz in Chosha Mishpat, that's the Chacham Tzvi. His Hazalos and the Taz are in parentheses. It doesn't say, it's just parentheses in the middle of the Taz, but that's the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi has the same Kasha on the Taz as in Meibrach has on the Shach, that Tosus was going. That's where he's bringing right from Tosfos. He says Tosfos is going according to Rav Huna, who held that you're a real shoel. According to that svara, that you're, when he gives you the money, you have the right to use them, like a shoel. So then he's saying, if he comes to you, you can use this money, give him other money back. But we hold that you're only like a shomer sachar, and you have no right to say, I want to use that money, I'll give you other money back. That's the way the Chacham Tzvi, the Meibrach, asks on the Shach. And you see this. I have on the handout here. The Nesivus is Mevar, the Shach, what's the Shacho? Right, how do you fit it in? He says, according to the Shach, when you're giving the money to this money changer or to the storekeeper, it's like you're giving it to him with a Tanai, with a stipulation. You're saying like this. If you need the money and you end up using it, so then you'll be like a Shoel. If you end up not using it, so then you're like a Shomer Sachar. So any time the storekeeper or money changer says he needs the money, so he can use it and he becomes a shoel, because that was the original deal. That's what's in the mind of the Baal HaBayis when he's giving someone money to watch, who's going to use money. He has in mind that he should be a shoel whenever he wants to. So that's a machlokus. The Choshen brings a shach, which he talks about so much. The shach holds that if you give money to this money changer or the storekeeper, You're the Baal HaBayis. You don't even have ownership to be machdish it. You can't make it hektish if you want. It's like you lent that money to that other person. That's the way the Shach holds. You no longer retain ownership over it. You can't even be machdish it. The Tzos argues, and the Pesach Chesher says that's what she tells them, because the Shach is holding when you give this heter that the money changer or the storekeeper has to use the money given to them, is that it's like a unspoken loan. It's like an unspoken lapdap of money loan, but it's like you borrowed it. It's an unspoken lending of this object. And the others are saying, no, it's if you end up deciding to use it, so then you become a borrower. But before you end up using it, where the person comes to claim the money back, so you're just a shomer sacher. You had the right to use it. You chose not to. Now he could get it back. Now, they bring the difference. It's not really, even according to the Shach, it's not a full-fledged loan. A full-fledged loan, if they would devalue the currency, you would be able to give them back that same coins back and say, Areshah Chalaf Anach, here are your coins back. You couldn't do that in this case, even according to the Shach, because it's only like you borrowed it. And if you borrowed it, you have to give back the value of the thing you borrowed. So, in that part, it wouldn't go. So just to review what we're saying is that if you give money to the storekeeper or to the money changer, so in that case, everyone holds you're a shomer sachar if you didn't use it. The fact that the ability that you are able to use the money gives you the halacha of a shomer sachar. If you actually use the money, you have now become a shoel, you have become a borrower. The machlokas we have is what happens if the Baal HaBayis comes before you had a chance to use it. Do you have a right to use it at that point? The Shach says, and the Nesivus it seems to agree with them. He explains them that you have the right to say, look, it was given to me with this condition, was in the minds of the people here. It was my right to use it whenever I want it. It's just if I choose not to, I'm a shomer safar. And the others hold that you don't have such a right. It's only if you end up using it, then you became a shomer, and until then, you're a shomer safar. You know, according to the Shach, just like that's what the Nesivus is explaining it. The Nesivus, that was the kasha there, so you should be like a shomer right off the bat, like Rav Huna said. That's the kasha they're asking. So the Nesivus is saying that's what he's giving this lum. This is like a tanai. You have two options now. You can either choose to become a shomer at any time, and then you'll be responsible for onsen, or you could choose to remain a shomer safar, and then until you take that option, I can demand that money back, and you have the option to not use it and remain a shomer safar. Right? That's what they're inventing to take shot in the shach. They shouldn't be coming out, not like the amar that we hold them. Okay, so that's if you have your money changer, or you are a storekeeper. Suppose you're not a regular person who's not a storekeeper or a money changer. So then the halacha is, the person gave you the money, whether the Mishnah said, whether it's tied or untied, it doesn't make a difference. In all cases, you're not allowed to use it. You remain a shomer chinam. Whatever happens to the money, you're going to be potter unless it was pshia. Now the Mahar Shach, not the Shach, the Mahar Shach, where there's tshuva set that we use Machna Kain posted, and unfortunately, because if the print is so bad, it's hard to even read the tshuva in this particular Simit Kuf Mem Hei. But Menachem Ephraim brings from the Mahar Shach, even in a case where you're not allowed to use the money, that just means you can't take the money at some big sale comes up and they need cash and use the cash to buy what thing you want, and knowing that you replace it before whenever you have a chance to replace it. But if the moment you take the money, you put other money in its place, right? You take the 20s, like we said, you take the 20s out and you put in a $100 bill, you put other 20s, you need to use these 20s and not those 20s, you're collecting the state quarters and you went to this quarter and you put back another quarter, something worth the same amount. You put it back immediately, so the Mahar Shach says that you have not done anything wrong. That's not Shlichus Yad, even though you're a type of person who shouldn't be able to use the money. But if you replace it with money right away, you put money back right away, that's different than a regular shluchas yad where you take out an object, put out, because money's money. What's the difference which money you put it back here? You're putting it back right away. So that's not called shimush. That's not called use of the money. That's a chiddush of the Mahar Shach. The Machna Fran doesn't understand what this var is. If you're not allowed to use the money, so what? You replaced other money there. You were over the Isra Shlichus Yad by taking that money, and like we learned last week, even if you put that same money back in this place, that wouldn't be a hashava, because you're not giving it back to the owner, you're putting it in your possession. So what right do you have to take that money and put other money back? He doesn't understand the Mahar Shach. Others disagree with it also. What kind of svar is it? Because you replace it with other money, and it should be mutter.
That goes back to the Mishira, or
right, so the Mahar Shach seems to taste different, but so he's saying even if your svara is right, that money is money, but when you took that money out, when you had no authority to do so, right now you're shaleach yad, so you put other money back afterwards. And there should be no difference than picking up the money and then putting it, almanas to use it, and then you change your money, you put it back down. So we learned last week that that's shaleach yad, and
he didn't take almanas to use it.
He took almanas to use it, and he's going to put others back. Pischei tshuva. In his Nachlas Tzvi. With his Nachlas Tzvi, I'm looking for a long time, I remember last year, a couple years ago, to try to find a Nachlas Tzvi, then I discovered it's in the back of the big Shulchan Aruch. They printed it in the back. The Pesach Tshuva says, Ayin in Mashik Zavti, the Nachlas Tzvi. So where is it? So in the big Shulchan Aruch, it is printed in the back there. So he brings down this Machlokus, and he makes it a compromise. He wants to say like this. He wants to make a difference between two types of shomrim. If you're a shomer who's sitting at home and your neighbor tells you, here, I'd like you to watch the money for me and I'm going to pick it up, when I come back, so then you have no right to use the money, even if you're going to put other money in its place, because what right do you have to use it? Like we're saying, it's shlichus yad, you're taking money, and when you put the other money back, by what right do you own that money? What right have you returned that money? It's a shlichus yad, and even And you're chayiv. So Nachlas Tzvi says that case we should pass that it's aser. But if you were a shomer, like the case that we've talked about in the past, you're a shliach. The person said, here, take this money and buy me something with it. And buy me whatever, go to the store and buy me something with it. So in that case, the Nachlis Tzvi says, it could be, that's where we could hear what the Marshach is saying. Because there, I'm not going to get the money back anyway. You're a shomer on my money in order to do something with it. So what do I care which money you end up doing it with? Right? There, it could be, even though you're technically a shomer chinam, like we said in the case when he was taking money to Eretz Yisrael and he gave it shomer shomer. So the shomer, that case, when you're a messenger, you're considered a shomer chinam. And you are a shomer chinam in this case because you're not a money changer, you're not a storekeeper. But if your shmira is in order to give the money and buy something with it, so I don't care which money you end up using, as long as you get me the thing for the same amount of money that I asked you. So then the Nafsi agrees that such a thing would be mutter, because you're immediately replacing it. You happen to need this type of money and you replace it with other money, so that's okay. He concludes, even the Marashah, and by the way, it's also the Beis Shmuel, and Ibn Ezra says the same heter, that you can replace it with money. That's only talking if you replace it with the same exact money. But in our case, if you replace it with 20s or 100s or 100s like that, so you can say, look, I don't want the $100. Well, I want you didn't want it yourself. So you have to replace it with the same amount of money, even according to that heter. So what we have until now, let's just review what we would possibly, based on what we learned until now. So we started off that Reuven gave Shimon $100, 5 20s to watch, and Shimon went. He needed the 20s, and he took them and used them and replaced them with the $100 bill. So the halacha should depend on what Shimon is. If Shimon is a storekeeper or a money changer, and the money was given to him just regular without any simon that it shouldn't be used, so he has the right to use it lechatchila for whatever he wants, and at that point if he does use it, he becomes a shoel. So even if it gets lost unavoidably, gets stolen through a holdup with an armed robber and he couldn't do anything, he's going to be chayiv, not because he was shaleach yad like last week's case, he's going to be chayiv because he's a shoel who was chayiv on onsen. Right? As soon as he used the money, now he becomes a shoel, he's a borrower, and a borrower is chayiv on everything except meza machas lach, he's chayiv on an onsen, so he's going to be chayiv because he's a shoel. If he chose not to use the money and he was just holding it and then he got held up in an armed robber, so then he's going to be pater. If it was a regular robbery or a regular loss, he's going to be chayiv because he is shomer sachar at that point. He's chayiv on ganeiv of aveda. So that's what we say if he's a storekeeper or a money changer. But if it's just Reuven giving it to his neighbor next door, so then the neighbor has no right to use the money at all. He's a shomer chinam. And if he uses it wrongly, he's sholeach yad and he's chayiv for anything that's going to happen to it. However, we saw as far from the Maharshach that it could be that if he immediately replaced the money, the Nachzi has to be the same type of money. So in my case, it might not be that if he replaced the 20s with the 100s, so then even according to the Maharshach, he'd be chayiv the way Nachzi understands it. But if he replaced these 5 20s immediately with other 5 20s, and he needed these for a certain reason, or like the quarter, with the state quarter, whatever it was, so then there might be a svara to make him pater, because money is different. Whatever svara we're saying, money is money. It's not like an object. It's not a commodity. So, according to the Marashach, there might be some reason to make him mutter. According to the Machan Ephraim, and those who disagree with that svara, it's no different than any other thing. He'll be chayiv. And if he was a shomer because he was supposed to use the money to buy something, so then he'd have a good case to make him pater, like the Nachlis Tzvi said. He's not chayiv for shlichas yad, right? He's not chayiv for shlichas yad, but if this unavoidable thing happens to him now, so now he's considered a shoel, and he'll be chayiv on onsen once again, not because he was shaleach yad, but because he was an onus, and the shoel was chayiv for onsen. I just want to, there's two more quick points, and just to undermine everything we said until now. And that is a smah. The Sma brings the mortar. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Just we'll say it. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Reisali Beisiv Zayin." Balbayi Shirov Iska Birivis. Right, we said that if you're a money changer or a storekeeper, then you have the right to use the money. The Shulchan Aruch says that even if you're a regular person lives next door, but if your business is in Rivis, you're a what's it called? right, and a usurer, right? So that's what you do for a living. So then, dinu kishalchani, l'fi shatar tami lamot, you need money all the time. Now, the Sma brings from the Mordechai and the Rus something that, to me, I hear very well. I'm moving his lashon. The Mordechai writes, "Bizmanenu," and this is 700 years ago. "Bizmanenu," in our day, she'elon esadis ukrama, we're no longer an agrarian society. We don't just live off our farm and, you know, and not receive money, and we just trade. I'll trade you this for your milk, and we don't live off our fields anymore. Call us Kainabu Ribis, we live off Ribis, Ukiniya Schara, buying merchandise. So the Mordechai says, and the Rosh also holds this way, Kuliyam Adinam Kushalchani. Everyone's like a Shulchani. And I think you could hear that well. Like, what's the difference between this money changer in the times of Chazal or a storekeeper? We use money as much as the storekeeper uses money. This whole Mishnah, according to the Rosh and the Mordechai, is only talking in those times where everyone, there were farmers and they rarely saw money unless you owned a store, you were a money changer. But we all carry cash around, and if you give me $100 when I go out, I feel good that I have another $100 on me. And if you don't give it to me in a way that shows that you want dafka this $100 back, the Sma says, b'shem the Mordechai in the Rosh, and the Shach also agrees with the Sma, he brings it, that you're allowed, you have the same dinim as a Shulchani and a Chenvani. Right, so this whole second half that we said that you're not allowed to use it, except maybe if you replace it right away, according to the Mordechai in the Rosh, goes out the window, because they hold that every ordinary person is considered like a Shulchani, this man is that. Now the Tumim disagrees. He says the Rambam doesn't say such a svara, so he disagrees, and Pesach Hoshim Yitzhavid disagree. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav does paskin like this also. He paskins that nowadays everyone has a din of a Shulchani and a Chenvani. The Divrei Gaonim says based on this, he has a case that, interesting case, that Reuven owed Shimon $50. And he comes to Shimon, and Shimon says, look, I only have $100. I'll give you the $100. Go take it to the bank and get change. You keep the 50 and bring me another 50 back. So he's now a Sharmachinam on this $100 bill. And on the way, it gets stolen. So he's not a Shulchan, he's not a Chenvani. But the Divrei Gaonim says, according to the Mordechai and according to the Rosh, since now he has $100, he can use for everyone, he should have a din like a Shomer, Sachar, and Bichayev. So, but then he adds that it could be that when you're a Shliach, it's different. If you're a Shliach, a different Svar that we said before, here when you're a Shliach, this whole Svar that you're allowed to use the money for whatever you want, that might be only when you're holding this money and he's going to come back who knows when, and you have the right to use the money for whatever you want in the meantime. But here where you're given a specific job, you go to the bank and bring me back the change, so then it could be that you don't have this din of this Bizman HaZetika Shulchani and Chavani. And even in those days it could be that, you know, if you knew he's giving the Shulchani a special job, you give the money to the storekeeper and buy something from him. It could be in that case also that heter of Shulchani and Chavani wouldn't apply. So he brings a few cases like this where the person was a Shliach. So it could be that this heter of the Mordechai and the Rosh wouldn't apply. Just to conclude with one other quick halacha, that the Ramah brings another Mordechai, that the same thing nowadays would be with a sefer. If you give a sefer to a Talmud Chacham, that's like giving money to a money changer. Because what's a Talmud Chacham going to do with a sefer? Of course he's going to learn it. So when you give a sefer to a Talmud Chacham, so by definition, even though he's not getting paid for it, the fact that he's able to learn it makes him into a Shomer Sacher. If he actually learns it, he'll become an onus. That's another interesting application. Pesach Choshen says it could be that it's only true where you know that he doesn't have that sefer. Right? Because if he has his own sefer, so then it's not like money where whatever money you have, you can always buy more things with. But a sefer you're only going to use if you don't have that sefer, so he wants to be mechalik. So, in conclusion, it really depends. The din of shlichus yad with money is not the same as shlichus yad we had last week. If you're a storekeeper, a money changer, or like the Sma and the Shach hold in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, anyone nowadays, money is not a commodity. Money is something that everyone can use whenever they have that cash. And when you give someone cash to watch, you are tacitly giving them the right to use it. That makes them into a Shomer Sacher. If they end up using it, they become a Shoel. And they have not been Shaleach Yad to be Chayiv for something, for an onus in case they didn't actually use it, if they're just a shomer sacher at that point, they're not chayav as shleiach yad, they're as a shoel, and it will be different halachas based on what we said. And we had this chiluk with the shlichus and the replacement money right away. So that's the difference between money and other items.